With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris formally conceded the 2024 presidential campaign to Donald Trump today.
Folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election.
Harris says she knows her backers are disappointed.
Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place.
Harris's decisive defeat shattered hopes that she could rescue Democrats' chances after President Biden's re-election effort stalled and she replaced him at the top of the ticket. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's pleased Republicans will again control the upper chamber.
I've been the majority leader. I've been the minority leader. The majority's a lot better. And I think, based on the fact that we haven't got all the results in, we certainly already know we're going to be in the majority. We're hopeful that that might actually grow some.
While McConnell credited Donald Trump's campaign operation for the victory, he also chalked up the election results to frustrations with the current Democratic administration. California is being lashed by powerful winds that fed a fast-moving wildfire that destroyed homes and forced hundreds of residents to flee in Ventura County. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,508 points, the Nasdaq rose 544, the S&P advanced 146. This is SRN News. A satanic display in a French city.
Christians in Toulouse are expressing dismay that local officials financed a so-called street opera dubbed the Guardian of the Temple, complete with gigantic satanic statues bearing the mark of the beast. Other images included burning churches and figures wearing goat's heads. France is officially a secular society, and Christians working for the government cannot even wear a cross on a necklace. Critics point out that Satanism is a religion as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A global gay rights group's boycotting Israel. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association says it will not consider Tel Aviv as a site for its 2026 conference because of the war in Gaza. The organization has also suspended its Israeli chapter. International outcry against Israel is growing despite the fact that the war was triggered by Hamas's attack on the Jewish state. This is SRN News. Donald Trump and Republican victories in the 2024 election gave stocks a big post-election boost. More on the story from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
The stock market soared to more record highs as investors made bets on what Donald Trump's return to the White House will mean for the economy. Bitcoin also reached a record high. The S&P 500 jumped 2.5% Wednesday, its best day in 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,508 points. It's about 3.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 3%. Bank stocks led the gains as investors expected Trump's policies will lead to stronger economic growth and less regulation. JP Morgan Chase surged 11.5%. Treasury yields ran higher in the bond market. That reflected expectations of stronger growth, more borrowing by the government, and possibly worsening inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.